now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In four previous presentations, we discussed as proof of the Bible's inspiration, its factual precision, its predictive prophecy, and its scientific foreknowledge. Today we want to concentrate on what all this means to you. The Bible claims to be the inspired, authoritative Word of God, a claim that is backed up by solid internal and external evidence. Because the Bible is God's Word, every accountable person should want to know what it has to say. But even more important, every accountable person should want to know what the Bible has to say about salvation from sin. Both the Old and New Testaments address the seriousness of man's sin problem. As early as 1 Kings 8 verse 46 we read, "There is no one who does not sin." In Romans 3 verse 23 the Apostle Paul wrote, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All accountable people are either lost or saved. Those who are lost eventually will endure what the Bible calls the judgment of hell, Matthew 23 verse 33. Those who are saved, however, will receive eternal life which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, Titus 1 verse 2. So what must a person do to go from being lost to being saved? First, a sinner must hear God's Word. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Second, a person must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Third, an individual must repent of his sins. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Fourth, one must confess Christ as God's Son. Romans 10 verses 9 and 10 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved." Fifth, a person must be baptized for the forgiveness of his sins. Acts 2:38 states, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." If you are not a Christian, we urge you to become one today.